let's welcome the Jacobs Ferry Stragglers.
Gray's a natural ringer. He was born to be a country singer. He loves steel guitars and fiddle swing. Man, I loved him more than anything. And it's a long way home.
It's a long way home.
It's a long way home. When you walk the world alone, it's a long way home.
It's a long way home.
It's a long way home when you walk the world alone. He loves singing songs and flipping smiles. Innocence just like a child. You know he was his mother's one and only, a reflection of myself and lonely. It's a long way home.
It's a long way home.
It's a long way home when you walk the world alone. It's a long way home.
It's a long way home.
It's a long way home. So I wish you well, I wish you not. And you can take the gold and I'll keep a pot. And it's a long way home.
It's a long way home.
It's a long way home when you walk the world alone. It's a long way home.
It's a long way home.
It's a long way home when you walk the world alone.
Jacobs Ferry Stragglers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we got you guys some water. We got it partway to you. Now it's coming all the way. we don't feel fit to carry your water. you all sound great. Let's meet everybody. Gary was doing the lead vocal on that song, playing guitar. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and, you know, how the band got together?
Oh, well, let's see. How can I make that easy? Well, I'm Gary. I'm from California, Pennsylvania. Started the band in a different form than this about 5 years ago. We had a different name, different members. This is the current version here. Ed there on the bass has been in the band about 2 years. Libby on the fiddle has been in the band about 3.5, and Joe's been here like 7 or 8 days. No, it's been like about a month since Joe joined up.
Excellent. And I know doing my little minimalist research that Ed apparently has academic understanding of that instrument in front of him as a bass player. You've got a degree in jazz bass.
Yeah, I have an undergraduate degree in music education and a master's in jazz studies, that means.
Where are you from?
I'm from Peekskill, New York.
Originally. Excellent. And what brought you to this area?
Playing with these cats. That's how I ended up here.
Well, that's great. And Libby, are you from Pittsburgh originally? Or?
Morgantown, West Virginia.
Nice to have you here in a great place. And should we? Does Mitch talk?
No, Mitch is no longer here.
I was going to say, that's not Mitch.
Yeah, we haven't updated the website yet. So
that's okay. I'm looking.
Sorry, false information.
I was going to say his name was given to me.
This is Joe Depp on the band.
Joe. Yeah. It's right in front of me. I'm just not looking. I'm sorry.
Joe's a Berklee School of Music grad.
Oh.
No, you're not?
No?
Yeah, he is.
He's got that Berklee, it's not exactly smug, but that quiet confidence. not smug at all.
It's just too early for him.
Yeah. You're learning there's two 11s? You're learning there's two 11s, the one that's at night and the one that's in the morning. Welcome.
I thought the whole point of being a musician is so you didn't have to wake up until afternoon.
Where are you from originally?
Here, Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh?
I live down the street.
Where'd you go to school? High school?
Bethel Park.
Oh, great. Well, it's nice to have you here. Mm-hmm. And we have the introductions going, and you guys have a busy day. You're heading out to Washington, I think.
Johnstown.
Johnstown.
Yeah, we're going to a photo shoot directly after this.
Wow.
And we look fantastic for it.
I think you look great.
That would be fun. Oh, okay. Then we're playing the venue for Emerging Arts, FOMA, in Johnstown this evening.
Have you been to Johnstown?
We played the Flood City Festival a couple of years ago, but I haven't been up there since, I don't think.
Johnstown's a great place. We're there once or twice a year with some youth radio projects and really enjoy it. We want to be sure we get to more music. We'll talk a little bit about how folks can connect with you. What would you like to do next?
Let's do that.
That's okay. We're going to do you a new tune next. This is a song that's co-written by... me and a friend of mine named Darren Hunt. Really, really, Darren wrote it. It didn't have a bridge. I wrote the bridge, and it's how it worked out. He's from Fort Wayne, Indiana. But he opened for us last year, and we liked the tune. So we're going to do it. Libby sings it. This is called White Lightning Road. Almost.
Running still, cheers to the southern stars. We drink to better times and wild lightning road. These old hills looking for the sun.
The Jacob's Ferry Stragglers, and I was looking, we just posted a link to their website on our Facebook page, so you can do this too when you get a chance to, but their schedule's posted there, and the venue of Merging Arts, it's tonight at 6:30, 307 Chestnut Street in Johnstown. We do have listeners up in that neck of the woods or who would not mind. It's only about an hour drive from Pittsburgh to make it there. And there's a lot going on in Johnstown, just a lot of Renaissance, new arts shops and restaurants. And it might be, you know, if only it were a pretty sunny day, you know, you could make a drive up there, get there before sundown, have dinner, and then hear these guys. Tonight, they'll be all gussied up from their photo shoot, too. Unless
I'm probably wearing this.
Well, you're gussied up now.
I was
going
to shave. But...
have you guys recorded much?
Yeah, we have, as the Jacob's Ferry Stragglers, we have one album called The Lane Change. It's available everywhere. You can get it on our website. You can get it on iTunes, everything like that. And we began the new one last month. So hopefully at the end of this month, we're going to go do a couple of more, and then we'll need about three more songs. We should have it by, I would like to have it by June is when I'd like to have it by.
Of this year?
Of this year, yeah.
Okay.
If not earlier.
I always hold artists to a year after a month because, you know, you say I'm going to have the album out by June.
2022.
Yeah. And I do the same thing with my deadlines. I'm going to ask Libby, you sung beautifully on that last song.
Thank you.
Did you sing like as a child growing up, or how did you develop that big voice?
I always sang ever since I was a little girl. My whole family plays music, and we all sing and have a good time. I did a lot of choir and theater whenever I was younger, and I went to school for operatic performance, actually.
I'm not surprised.
And then I decided that bluegrass was cooler than opera, so I'm here today.
I'm curious about your fiddle. You've probably been asked this before, but the wear there right above the bridge on the body, is that, yeah.
Right there. That's all the rosin dust from my bow.
Uh-huh.
You have to put rosin on. The bow is made of horsehair.
Okay.
Horsehair, their tail.
I've not seen that much, yeah. But you've got an accumulation there. I like it.
She never cleans it.
I don't clean. I clean it about once a year, and people think I'm crazy because it's actually bad for the finish. But it's bad juju to clean it.
I would agree with you.
And, yeah, so
you know, it doesn't hurt the sound of it, right?
No,
it's just
no.
There.
And if I clean it, I play poorly for a couple of months until it gets dirty again. So
you're like recycling your rosin.
Someone
too.
Blew it off of there one time.
Oh,
yeah.
It was. Someone asked to see Libby's fiddle, and she gave him the fiddle, and he flipped it over and looked at all the rosin dust and blew it off. Just,
oh no!
It was like Libby's face just sank.
Imagine the karma he received by doing that. The karma coming back.
My dad, whenever he's playing the guitar. He'll drop his pick. The pick will slide out of his fingers. So he'll say, "Hey, Libby, come here." And I'll just take his finger and swipe it through the rosin on my fiddle so that the pick will stick to his fingers. And so I have a big fingerprint in it.
Yeah. Well, that's a convenience.
But yeah, it works.
This the Jacob's Ferry Stragglers are here. They've got a lot of traveling coming up this year from what I can tell too. But let's be sure we get a lot of music in. What do you want to do next?
Ed.
Ed.
We're going to go back here and give you one, the, I guess, proto bluegrass chestnuts here. It's by Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys, but we recorded it on our album, The Wayne Chains. It's called Night Train to Memphis.
All right, you ready to go too fast? One, two.
Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis, and when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you, I'll be right there to greet you, so don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
We shout hallelujah all the way. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the way.
And arrive at 11, and I'll soon be shouting hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. I'll be shouting hallelujah all the way. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the way.
Tell the engineer to pull the throttle open. Keep that engine stack smoking. I ain't kidding, I ain't joking. And I'll soon be with my girl, I'm hoping.
I wish you'd bring the tempo up on that a little bit. the Jacobs Ferry Stragglers. I was answering people saying how much they're enjoying you. And you want to know that you have a listener in Haiti right now.
Hello.
Gary is usually listens in Franklin, PA, but he's traveling and he's streaming SLB and you from Haiti, where he says it's 84 degrees right now. So it's
nice
to know that you're there. You guys really have an inventive sound. You know, I've heard lots and lots of bluegrass over the course of my time, and you've got a great mix. And you mentioned before, not to compare bands and mixes, but you know, you've assembled other groups of musicians before. You've got something really special happening here.
Thanks.
How are you handling the arrangements? Is that pretty much all of you together? Or
the truth is that I think maybe in the entire time that we've had two band practices, maybe ever. Yeah. You know, I'm just kind of like a lot of times I'll throw the new original tunes at the show. Like, here, let's try this one. It's in this key, and we'll just go for it and work it out as we go. And then usually maybe somewhere down the road we'll sit down and say, hey, we're not quite doing that one very well. We should work on it, and we'll talk about it. But, you know, we just play.
We're like like the box of chocolates. You don't quite know.
You just don't know what you're going to get.
It's definitely not always the same.
I see one of your members has discovered that our walls are like mattresses. Yes. You can sleep on them. The nice padded. They're actually padded for a variety of reasons, not all of which are acoustic. Oh, no, you can lean on them all you want,
really,
but
comfy.
You were just, I could tell, he was just, you know, if this were just a few degrees backwards, I could sleep on them and take a little nap.
That would be the worst thing for a banjo player. Let him play in a reclining wall.
I could say something like it would keep the drool level, but I won't.
Nah.
I'm not going to say
it, so it's okay.
No. I would never say that. All these jokes just recycle two different instruments. You know, it's incredible. The Jacobs Ferry Stragglers tonight, they're going to be in Johnstown. I notice you've got a gig in Latrobe coming up this month, and also one in Harmony, PA. You can see their whole schedule at their website. Is it simply jacobsferrystragglers.com?
It's just Jacobs Ferry.
Jacobs Ferry.
With a K. Jacobs with a K.
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah, jacobsferry.com.
You needn't worry about how to spell stragglers. That's good.
Yeah, well, we figured it was better that way.
Yeah, and there's no apostrophe in the URL because that's impossible, but there is in the name.
Yes.
But don't worry about that. And an apostrophe is that thing we all used to use in contractions and possessives. Along with capital letters that we used to use at the beginning. I'll shut up now. what would you like to do next?
Well, we're going to do another original tune. This is just a song called Scattered Pieces. And we played the first song we played was The Legend of Gandy Gray. It was the first song on the CD. This is the last one. I forget everything in the middle.
Who wrote, is The Legend of Gandy Gray one of your songs?
Yes.
It's a good song. I'm glad I thought it was probably called Gandy Gray.
The legend of.
Yeah, good song.
You good, Joe? This one is Scattered Pieces. Shaded green, building up a dam with the mud on their hands, making puddles in a little stream. With eyes so wide they can mirror in the sky, paint the truth like a pointed blade. Well, my two cents don't make much sense, but you gotta grow up one day. Seems to me that all the things I've seen repeat ain't nothing free. Not the dust beneath my knees. I'm dirty and I'm humbled. Now do what I do best. Scatter the pieces and study the mess. Well, now the years roll by with a wink and your sigh gain knowledge, but it ain't clean. It gets hard to have the faith and belief in a dream that you had when you were 17. Cause every story told gets covered in mold, familiar faces fade. They're going back to the fold, everything gets sold, and we're gonna run cold one day. Seems to me that all the things I've seen repeat ain't nothing free. Not the dust beneath my knees. I'm dirty and I'm humbled. Now do what I do best. Scatter the pieces and study the mess. Time that you dare ask why disappointment looms. Spend the rest of your days in an unsure haze, building walls, making little rooms. Take a long look back, be content where you're at, take it all for what it was worth. Well, everything was beautiful and nothing hurt.
heard, and now it seems to me that all the things I've seen repeat ain't nothing free. Not the dust beneath my knees. I'm dirty and I'm humble, and I'll do what I do best. Scatter the pieces and study the mess.
The Jacobs Ferry Stragglers at the Saturday Light Brigade. Larry of Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City just wrote, "We heart these guys." So glad that they'll be doing a house concert in Elwood City in a couple of weeks. You know, I forgot, we know that Joe's from Bethel Park. You're from California, Gary, that is. We know that Ed is from Poughkeepsie.
Peekskill,
pretty close. Peekskill is easier to spell than Poughkeepsie. We never. I don't think I asked Libby where she was from.
Morgantown.
Oh, that's right. I did ask you from Morgantown. And how did you find your way to Pittsburgh?
Well, it's just up 79.
Well, that's true.
That's not that bad.
Do you still live in Morgantown?
No, I live in Stockdale, Pennsylvania, now near California. Well, I was living in Morgantown, and I was playing with a few bands, and I was looking for some extra work, and Gary was looking for a fiddle player for his band, and a mutual friend of ours, Trey Buckner, who heads up the Hillbilly Gypsies, if anybody is familiar with them. He said, "Well, I know a girl that plays fiddle, and I know a band that needs a fiddle player," so.
Perfect.
And there we go.
So growing up, K through 12 schooling was in West Virginia.
Yeah.
How was your music education, do you think? The opportunities. And I know we can't characterize the whole state by just your experience, but the reason I'm asking is most folks I meet from West Virginia end up learning a lot of songs growing up and a lot of West Virginia history through music growing up.
Right.
I'm curious if that was true for you.
Well, I was in a very lucky position as a kid because both of my parents play, and they would take us to square dances, my sister and I. They would take my sister and I to square dances every week and music festivals around the area. And so I had a bit of a village of old-time and bluegrass musicians and dancers that raised me, which was really wonderful. And my school education, as far as music is concerned, was also really special. I got to work under Donna Kinsey, who was a really wonderful lady. And Penny and Tom, they were both really great teachers. I was really lucky in my music teaching at school as well.
Might folks know your parents? Did they play around enough? People listening know your folks?
People in West Virginia know them. I don't know. My folks are Richard and Linda Eddy. They go to the contra dance here in Squirrel Hill quite often. And then my sister is Rachel Eddy, and she plays around Pittsburgh quite often.
I think we possibly have had Rachel on the radio here before. Does she play in a band offhand, do you know?
She's in the early maze.
I'm almost positive because your name, and it wasn't Dwayne Eddy, your name was, I kept thinking, I know this last name for some reason, and I couldn't think of why. I'll check. I think Rachel was probably here. But the Jacobs Ferry Stragglers are who is here now. Why think about who was here, but who is here? And we probably are going to have time for two or three more, pick. And what would you like to do next?
Well, this is, we're going to do you a Peter Rowan song right now. We, through the request of a lot of people, we've been playing it for about a year. We recorded this one for our new upcoming album. And Libby's going to sing it. You want to tell them what it's called?
This song is called Thirsty in the Rain by Peter Rowan.
It's a great song.
If I can just get the guitar in tune. Yeah, give me about 15 minutes.
You're encouraged. Right, you're encouraged to tune here.
Thank you.
they think they know. With greedy hands, they take each other's money just to buy back each other's pain. In this land of flowing milk and honey, they wander thirsty in the rain. Thirsty in the rain. Like that eagle, now my soul is soaring over valleys to crimson morning skies, and there don't seem to be no use in struggling so hard, and there don't seem to be no reason why I should fight you for the rich man's money, but I can't buy back his helpless pain. It seems so useless and somehow funny wander thirsty in the rain, thirsty in all this rain.
Libby Eddy on the lead vocal with the Jacobs Ferry Stragglers. And Bob in Washington, PA, wrote to say how much he enjoys listening to you, describes you as one of the hardest working bluegrass groups. And I know today you're going to be in Johnstown. If you're just tuning in, Johnstown tonight at 6:30. You can catch the Jacobs Ferry Stragglers. And I was just looking through your full itinerary. You've got a lot going on clear through until June, and I'm sure thereafter. And if you stop at jacobsferry.com, you can find all of that information to keep you going. You're going to be in Maryland, South Carolina, Harmony, New York, lots of places.
Vermont,
too.
We just came back from Florida. We were in Florida for a couple of weeks.
Nice.
So we just came back.
You brought the sunshine with you, which is good. So we have probably about 7 minutes or 8 minutes of radio time, and time for one or two. It's up to you what you'd like to do. I don't want to wear you out.
Beaumont.
Okay. So you do one more or two, do you think?
This is probably about 6 minutes.
Okay. So Joe, this will be your last wake up call for this one. gonna wake. I shouldn't be teasing like that. I don't know him well enough. I should not be teasing. But
I found that really funny. I'm sorry.
Oh. So this is an original tune called the Beaumont Butler's Blues.
And my last chance to really talk with you this morning. Thank you very much for coming here. You sound terrific. I hope you'll come back. Especially appreciate it on such a busy day, too. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having us, yeah. This is the Beaumont Butler's Blues, and it features the Beaumont rag in the middle. You know, this whole song is kind of an inside joke. But if my guitar teacher, I went to Duquesne and studied with Joe Negri, and if Joe heard me play this song, he would say, I told you you were going to end up playing in a bluegrass band being a flat picker. He told me that when I was in school, and I didn't believe him. You know, he said, you should be a flat picker. And I said, why would I do that? Now here I am. So anyway, it's going to feature everybody, including Ed over here on the bass. He's going to hopefully keep his hat on.
It's been on a fall.
Ready? When Beaumont Butler had a heavy day, the only thing you do to take the blues away, take a flat top box, steel guitar string. Well, he thought some ragdoll stole his weed while he was on the road, chasing a dream, all dressed up in his red ruby jeans. Don't call to come back, just call to show. Better call to sack whack, cause everybody knows. But when Beaumont Butler came back around, fell left out, so he sued the town. And all of his friends, they got a little steam. As for me, I never met the man, but I've been kind of busy in a bluegrass band. Hails from California, PA. I got my first guitar when I was 5. Man, I ain't that great. I ain't and the only thing I'd steal is another day.
Don't call to come back,
just call to show. Better call to sack whack, cause everybody knows. But when Beaumont Butler came back around, fell left out, so he sued the town. All of his friends, they got a little steam. Bird, fighting is bad.
worse than seeing the world alone. You know you missed the opportunity to live in the love that another sees. The game you play with, playing when I chose alone.
Don't call to come back,
just call to show.
You better call to Zach Wack,
cause everybody knows. The wimp on my butler came back around. Fell left out, so received the town. All of his friends, they got a little steam. When the long battle came back around, fell left out, so we sued the town. All of his friends, they got a little steamed.
That's right.
The Jacobs Ferry Stragglers, thank you, guys. What a great time. Thank you very much, Joseph, and also Libby and Ed and Gary. Thanks so much. And look for them in Johnstown today, 6:30. And stop by their website for a complete schedule, jacobsferry.com.